So yesterday we began the conversation based on Kuf Chaf Aleph Se'if Daled that a Machabas, although in Hilchos Pesach we assume that Machabas is Sagilei B'Hag'olah, the Pesha'ari Surim requires Libun. The issue regarding a Machabas is a Machlokas between the Rav Yoh and the Rabbeinu Yoel that's found over here in the Tor, that the Rabbeinu Yoel assumes that Hag'ola is enough, but the Rav Yoh says that you need Libun. How come there's a distinction between Hilchos Pesach and Sha'ar Isurim? So the Taz and Sifkot and Gimel write that by Pesach it's considered Hetera Bola. And we noted that the Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah points out that by Hetera Bola there's never a need for Libun. The Hetera Bola, even a spit would be sagilei behag'ola. So therefore the Taz is saying, as a matter of halacha, that the chometz is considered hetera bala. The Shach seems to say this at the beginning. The Shach says a chometz is hetera bala, and that's what the Beis Yosef says. V'chein nira miloshen ha-mechaber kan. That the Mechaber sounds like he is distinguishing between She'ar Isurim and Chometz. The Sevara to be Mechalik is that Chometz is called Hetera Bola. However, then the Shach goes on and he quotes a tshuva of Rebbe Nachum Azariah. Rebbe Nachum Azariah says that the difference is that by She'ar Isurim, the Isur is going to go directly into the pan. Sha'ar Isurim means that, like, you fry in the pan, let's say, with chazer shmelt. You use lard. And whenever you fry, you have some sort of oil or grease that makes the food not stick to the pan. By Sha'ar Isurim, they're frying with lard. Therefore, the Isur is going in directly. But by chametz, the Isur, in this case, the chametz, is going through mayim. Since there's emtsos ha-mayim, so therefore, the Shach says that's why it's sagilei b'hag'ola. In other words, fundamentally, the Rama Mipano is assuming that chametz b'pesach is called isura bala. The distinction between chametz and sha'ar isurim, according to the Shach b'shem the Rama, is whether the bliya happens directly or whether the bliya happens be'emtzos hamayim. And based on this, the Shach concludes at the end, even a mafas of cholof or basar, according to the Rama of Panu, would require libun. Comes along Kagon Reb Kiva Eger, and he jumps up and down, and he spits wood in it. Goes, he says, to say that a mafas of cholof would require libun, this mamish against that Gemara, Sof Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah paskins that mafas of cholof does not require any libun. The Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah says that by hetera bola, like cholav, you never require any libun at all. So, what exactly does the Rama of Panu mean? The Rama of Panu is obviously saying that just chametz is different. Excuse me, the Rama of Panu is saying that by mashkin of iser, it goes indirectly. But by chametz, in a case when it does not go indirectly, then it's going to be okay. But a davar that is mamish heter, of course, only requires hag'ola. In other words, what Reb Kiva Eger is pointing out is that the Rama of Panu is assuming, like we said b'daito, that chametz is called isura bala. But even Isura Bala, when it comes to Be'emtzos Hamayim, is going to be okay. Is going to require only Hag'ola. But something that for sure is Hetera Bala, so then there is, even if it goes in without any Emtzos Hamayim, so all you need is Hag'ola. The Pisrei Tshuva here in Sefkat and Zayin quotes this idea of Reb Kiva Eger, B'shem Reb Kiva Eger in a Tshuva. Then he quotes that Reb Kiva Eger's son-in-law, the Chsam Sofer, says that you really have to read the Rama of Panu inside if to get Reb Shah in the Rama of Panu. Effectively, what the Rama of Panu is really saying is that there's a fundamental difference between bishul and tigun. Bishul means that you cook something. Cooking apparently is that you use a lot of liquid. If you use a lot of liquid and you cook, so then b'kahai gavna, everybody holds that hag'olah is going to be sufficient even if it is an iser that goes in. But when you have something which fundamentally is tigun, meaning that you use only a tiny bit of liquid, like we saw here in the Torah, the machlokas between the Ravi and the Rabbeinu Yoel, is because since I use a tiny bit of liquid, the liquid burns out. So therefore, if it's only tigun, and it's a double whammy, it's tigun and tigun of iser, so in that case, it's going to require libun. Chametz. The real iser is the chametz. Even though it's going through tigun, nonetheless, hechsher ayidei mayim hag'ala is going to suffice. The only time you require real libun is if you have tigun as opposed to bishul, and it's ayidei and iser directly. That's what the Chassam Sofer is basically saying. This is nogea lemaisa. There's these things called cast iron pots. Okay, a cast iron pot is basically a pot that is seasoned. Seasoning means that they put certain things into the pot to protect the pot, so that the a cast iron pot. Again, I have no idea of the mitzvahs and how this works. What?
They use either oil or like an animal.
They use either oil or some sort of animal fat. We don't know exactly what they use because they won't really tell us what they use, right? That's, I think, the basic just sort of cast iron. Cast iron pots, because we don't know what they use, is a discussion among the kashrus agencies. How do you kasher them? Now, if you hold like the Ramah of Pahu, so something that goes al yidei iser and it goes directly into the pot, so that should require mamish libun, no? But most poskim don't hold like the Ramah of Pahu. If that's the case, so even if you have a pot that's seasoned, hag'olah would suffice. No? It's just like cooked in the pot. Right, according to the Cholkim on the Ramah of Pandu, there's fundamentally no difference in kashering something that used a lot of liquid and something that used a little bit of liquid. So all you would need is Hagalah. The CRC website says that you can kasher your cast iron pots just like the Hagalah. Rav Schechter feels that this is not correct, not because in Lomdus it's wrong. In Lomdus, Rav Schechter feels that we don't tell like the Ramah Mipanu, and if you use a teeny bit of liquid, it's, you know, kibishul, etc., and Hagolah would suffice. Nonetheless, Rav Schechter says that since einenu haro'os, that there is real time in the cast iron pots, so therefore you would need some sort of libel, and you'd have to put your cast iron pot in a self-cleaning oven in order to kasher it. Yes, sir?
They season it before they sell them, and then but when it comes to you, it's dry.
It's dry. The seasoning was cooked in. The seasoning is basically the equivalent of some sort of tigun. They put a little bit of stuff. You don't know if the stuff is iser or heter. They put a little bit of stuff on it, and they cook it in there.
And it's supposed to enhance your cooking.
It enhances the cooking. It makes it a more geschmack pot. Again, ask your wives. I don't know. It's a conversation and a date. Yeah, that's what you were asking about what you do if you're not married? Yeah.
What's the shach and shach? Why is it the bas machalah?
So what does the shach mean when the shach says that by bas machalah? Yeah, so... It's very hard to know what the shach meant. I think the shach was understanding the Ramah of Panu that anything al yedei ha'or mamish, meaning if there's no liquid, if the liquid gets completely absorbed in it, so then by definition, I don't know, it's hard to understand. Yeah, it's against the Gemara. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to understand this shach. It's mamish. Did anyone see a pshat in the shach? I did not see any good pshat in this shach. Right? The shach is really very difficult, and that's why Reb Kiva Eger jumps up and down. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. Okay, so now, the machlokes, as we noted, between the Ramav Panu and the shach, is whether we treat chomet and the shach and the tas, whether we treat chomet as like a terebala or a yisurabala. Last time we learned, we noted that this is a machlokes harishonim. Rashi is quoted by the Ritvos of Avodah Zarah, says that chomet is called yisurabala, but the Taisvis, the Balei HaTaisvis, treat chomet like heterabala, and we noted that according to the Rambam, chomet is also considered heterabala, and therefore we said that the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam as to why we're more machmir on chomet than anything else is l'shitasam, as to whether chomet will be a davar sheyesh lo matirin according to the Rambam, because chomet is fundamentally heterabala, but according to Rashi, chomet is fundamentally isurabala, so you can't say it is considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. In Hashgafa, there might be a way to say that the machlokes as to whether chametz is heterabala or yisurabala is as follows. Shai Schechter has a friend, Rebbe Yochim Dvorkis. He writes tons of svarim. So he has a sefer called the Nesivei HaMinhagim. And he points out that there's a stira in the Zohar about what chametz is. Is chametz fundamentally doma to gaiva? Because the difference between matzah and chametz is that chametz rises. Gaiva means you rise up. Matzah is very flat. Alternatively, chametz we see in the lashon of some of the mefarshim and lashon of the zayas. That's like the sa'ar shebi'isa. Sa'ar shebi'isa is also a term that we use for the yetzer hara. So is chametz dumya the yetzer hara, or is chametz dumya the gaiva? Yesh lomar. That if chametz is dumya de yetzahara, that's called yisurabala. There is no redeeming aspect to the yetzahara klal ve'ikar. However, if chametz is dumya de gaiva, so gaiva has some sort of goodness. There's something called ge'a de kedusha. The Rav used to speak about how we don't call it gaiva when it's an element of kedusha. We call it ge'os. But gaiva, there is a degree of shminis shebishminis that you're supposed to have, a little bit of gaiva. You're supposed to be proud of yourself a teeny bit. You're not supposed to walk around like, ich bin a nebuch, ich bin a nebuch, right? So if that's the case, maybe the idea is that gaiva has some redeeming features. Perhaps that's the pshat in this machlokes as to whether it is hetera bala or isura bala, kach nire lefarish. So you have something to say over when they ask you about what exactly you're learning. Now the question as to whether chametz is called hetera bala or isura bala is famously a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Tufnun Aleph Seif Dalid, we see that kelim shemishtamshim bahem ayideha are like shbudim askelaos, so they require libun. And then there's a machlaikas, what exactly libun is. The Yerushalmi says libun is kadeshi yehu nitzotzot nitzin mehem. That is probably the same as the Bavli, that tosir kli pasol ha'el yona is the equivalent of libun. That's what we call libun chamor. However, in the tour and the Darke Moshe quote that the smack and this Rabbeinu Avigdor in the Mordechai, they say that kash nisraf is considered libun. In other words, these opinions hold that kash nisraf is la'olam treated like libun. We mentioned that kash nisraf is the tinseling point of straw, which is lower than the tinseling point of paper. It used to be that we used to have these notebooks called trapper keepers. And on the back of the Trapper Keeper notebooks, they had some very important facts that like, you need to have all the time. For example, the tinseling point of various things. People remember this? Like from high school? Tinseling point of paper, there's a book called Fahrenheit 451. That's a tinseling point of paper. Cash will be a little bit lower than that. Our ovens go to around 550. Okay, let's put this into place. Mechaber says that Liban requires Liban Gamor, which is Nitzaitzitz Nitzin, or Shetasher Klipasal Ha'el Yona. The Ramah writes, Yesh Mekilin, if it's Kash Nisraf Mibachutz, but the Minig is, like the Svar Rishona, if it really requires Liban, but if it's something that requires Hag'ala, but there are little cracks in it or something, so then we do what's called Libun Kal. And then it says that a Chatsuva requires Libun. A Chatsuva is like a tripod that you put the pot on top of your range top. That L'cha'ora is a din only by Pesach. Right? We saw already in Simen Tzadi Beis that anything that falls K'neged Ha'esh, we assume is Nisraf Miyad, and there's going to be no Bliya. L'cha'ora is just Damas Ha'yachumra by Pesach, that you have to kasher the tripod. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Tafno Nafs of Katan Lamed Daled. This is a din l'chatchila out to the chumra of Pesach, because be'emes, shtei kederos nogim, zu bezu, right, we pass in the ein b'lo ha'olech mikli l'kli below rotiv. So therefore, there's going to be no iser klau ve'ikar. And he quotes here Yerideyas him in Sadi Beis. Right? So, let's chazer. There's a din that the shpud and the askula, right? An askula, by the way, is like the grill of a barbecue, and the shpud is a spit. So shpud and askula, according to Mechaber Tofnan Aleph, Se'if Dalet, requires libun. However, the Mechaber and Tofnan Bey, Se'if Aleph, says that you should be machshir kelim kaidim shachamishis, because after shachamishis, the chametz is called iser. And if the chametz is called iser, so there's no din of naparnat of hetera, like we learned in Tzadi Hei, that naparnat of heter is going to be mutter, naparnat at least b'dieved, naparnat of iser is going to be aser. The mechaber and tofnun beis is treating chametz like it is hetera bala, but the mechaber and tofnun aleph treats chametz like it is isura bala. So this is a stira in Gansen. It's mamish, a big problem in Judaism. Is chametz on Pesach hetera bala or isura bala? Rav Shechter holds, and l'cha'ora, this is the pashtus in Judaism when you take a Yerideya perspective. Rav Shechter holds that chametz is fundamentally hetera bala, like the Shach and the Taz say over here in Kuf Kaf Aleph. How come the Shpud requires Libun? Stamaz HaYachumra, we have lots of Chumras by Pesach, the Chatzuva is a Chumra, so the Shpud is also a Chumra. That's Rav Shechter's take on Yiddishkeit. Okay, got it. Mishnah Brura, in Kama V'Kama Mekomos, in Sifkotin Chavches, in Tafnunav Sifkotin Chavches, Mishnah Brura writes that Rov Haposkim assume that Chametz is Isura Bala. I, in Tafnun Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says that Kaidem Shachamishis Naparnat will be Mutter. So the Mishnah Brura apparently says, or holds, Chazanish is quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura is over here in Tafnun Aleph, that obviously that din of Naparnat is because it's only a Tam Kolosh Mitchila. Meaning, a machmir on treating chametz like Isura Bala, but by Naparnat that the Tam is a weakened Tam Mitchila, so I will treat chametz like it's not Isura Bala. Effectively, what we are saying is as follows. I treat chametz like isur rabala, but when I have a face any sort of svara ba'alma, so then I will invoke, I'll pull out that daya that chametz is hetei rabala. The gra over here in Kuf Kaf Aleph Sif Katan Tes assumes that that's the pshat in the mechaber by us in Kuf Kaf Aleph Sif Dalet. A machavas requires, for Pesach, a machavas requires only hag'olah. Why does it require hag'olah? Says the Gaon, because since there's a machlokas between the Rav and the Rabbeinu Yoel, whether something that begins cooking, and it all cooks out, whether that requires libun or hag'olah, so behitz taref, those opinions, that chametz is hetera bala, we will be makel that the machabas only requires hag'olah. But fundamentally, chametz is isura bala. This is Judaism according to the Mishnah Brura and according to the Gra here in Sif Katin Tes, that the Mechaber really holds chametz is isura bala. Apparently, behitz taref, what, that nach bar nat, it's a tam kolish anyway, so also you could be mekel, that's why the chazon ish takes it, but really chametz is isura bala. That is Judaism according to the Mishnah Brura. Rav Shechter takes the opposite approach. He says fundamentally chametz is hetera bala, and we stamas I have a chumra by the shbud. Rabbi Genek has an interesting idea. This is found in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim, page 33. Rabbi Genek suggests as follows: in the Yotzer for Shabbos Hagadol, which the Balei HaTosfos quote in Arvei Psachim, it's a Yotzer that's written by Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam. It's chock full of halachos. The Yotzer Shabbos Hagadol mamish has dinam upon dinam gevadik chedushim. If you want to say good Torah at your Seder, read the Yotzer Shabbos Hagadol, and you're going to find interesting stuff that people probably don't know. For example, Noshim Achayavos and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sachu Shanoshim Tzichas La'amtza, V'chomi L'depischa V'lo Shimtza, Afagad Mitzis Esei Shansman Grama, Bom Lo Nimtza, Shekol Sheyesh L'Bal Tocha Chometz, Yesh Lo B'kumecho Matza. Right, it's befeirish in the Yotzer for Shabbos Hagadol that Noshim Achayavos and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because of the hekesh between Chometz and Matza. Kosher Shabbat Tocha Chometz, Yesh B'kumecho Matza, and that means that the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din in Matza. Right, that's the chiddush of the Yotzer Shas Hagadol. There's a discussion, an exchange of letters in the Kobus Chuvas of Rebbe Yashiv, where he has a disagreement with his son-in-law, Reb Chaim Kinyevsky, about why Noshim Achayavos and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Ayin Shom. This is a much better pshat. Now, pshat from Rishonim.
The
Yotzer? Huh?
The
Yotzer. It's much better than Rebbe Yashiv and Reb Chaim Kinyevsky. Yeah, much better. Now, I heard this in high school from Rabbi Moshe Brown, who's like the Rosh Kolal, I think, in Yeshiva Farakaway, where I was. So as my chavrusa was his son in high school, so he came over to us like before Yontif to tell us this was his chiddush, that you have to just read the Yotzer Shabbos Hagadol. The other interesting dinim in the Yotzer for Shabbos Hagadol, one of the dinim is that sakinim im efsha b'chadoshim mutav. That's the nusach of the Yotzer for Shabbos Hagadol. You should get new knives for Pesach. Now, what's the pshat? So the Magen Avraham in Tofnan Av Sefkot and Vav understands, I think that's where it is, Magen Avraham says it's a special din in sakinim, that since sakinim are hard to clean, so therefore you should always get new ones for Yontif. Rabbi Genek, however, understands a little differently, that maybe there's a new inyan that for Pesach you should have kelim chadoshim entirely. You should always have kelim chadoshim for Pesach. L'chatchila, v'diyeved, yikakasher. L'chatchila, you should have kelim chadoshim. But when I say that v'diyeved, yikakasher, the hechsher that I need is the type of hechsher that makes it like a keli chadosh. If that's the case, says Rabbi Genek, so the vart is as follows. If I have hetera bola in a shbud, let's say you have nicer, that absorbed into the shput. Oh, by the way, I remember now what pshat neshach is. Remind me to come back to it in a second. But if I have nosa that's absorbed into the shput, so the pshat is that hag'olah will not get the entire iser out. Something that is absorbed al yedei direct eish, the entire zach won't come out unless you have direct eish. The only thing is that since it's hetera bala, so we assume that by weakening the iser, that's sufficient. Hag'ola does not completely purge the heter that went into the shpud. It can't, because when something goes in, ayudei direct eish, it goes mamish, right, ad katsa hatachton. It goes all the way in. How come hag'ola helps? Because hag'ola makes it like a weaker iser. A weaker iser. And once the iser is weaker and it was hetera bala mitchila, good enough. That's the pshat in hetera bala. But kol zeh l'cha'era would be true by nosar, and something that is a regular iser, and there's no real din l'chatchila that you need kelim chadashim. However, when it comes to Pesach, where Rabbi Yosef Tuvelam tells us in the Yosef Shabbos HaGadol that you should really have Kelim Chadashim, so therefore I can't do, right, Hag'olah on the Chametz, not because we treat Chametz like it is Isura Bola, but because there's a new din that a kele of chametz or kelim of Pesach have to be kelim chadoshim. If it is al yedei nat bar nat, so it's ke'ilu the kele is chadosh, it's ke'ilu the kele never absorbed iser at all. But if it is al yedei, if the iser goes in al yedei direct fire, so the keli absorbed chametz, so I'm not allowed to use that keli al yedei hag'olah because it's not considered a new keli. That's Rabbi Ganek's Shtikel Torah on page 33. It would be okay, but you shouldn't do it. It says in Shulchan Aruch, do libon on the shpud, because you're really supposed to have kelim chadashim. I think if you read the Shtikel Torah on page 33 in the Gan Shoshanim, he made a mistake in the way he wrote it. I think he wrote in one place Isser instead of Heter. but it seems to me that this is exactly what he's saying.
Which Caleb you've got?
I think it's volume 1. Volume 1, page 33. This is the Shtikel Torah about whether chametz is hetera bala or whether chametz is isura bala. This idea, by the way, that there's a difference between making something chadash or not, Ike sent around a shtickle teira or a shtickle machshava regarding hechsher kalim. Right? There are four levels of being machshir kelim. You can be machshir kelim just by hadacha, by rinsing it off. You can be machshir kelim with hag'olah b'cham. You can be machshir kelim with libun. Then there's kli cheres, that hechsher doesn't suffice at all. You need machshir l'kivshonos. Bisod hadavar, there are arba chiluke kapara. That's found in Meseches Yoma. No? Arba chiluke kapara. One of the chiluke kapara is if a person violates a mitzvah's essay. So basically, the mitzvah's essay, you just get rid of it. No? You rinse it off. It's fine. If a person violates a regular mitzvah's lice essay, so then all you need is tshuva, and it's mechaper. If you violate krisis amisus bezdin, so then the aveira penetrates you more, so then you'll need some sort of libun. And if you violate an iser of chilul Hashem, so then you need hachazara l'kivshonos. Chilul Hashem is like kli cheres. The Isser is so embedded in you that the only thing that's going to be mechaper is the complete eradication, which is like Misa. Misa is the only thing that's mechaper for Chilul Hashem. And also Achzer L'Kiv Shainas is the only thing that's mechaper this Keli. This idea, by the way, in the back of the Sefer Nefesh HaRav, he had on the Shtiklof Torah and the Parashios, he has the following idea. We see differences between Kli Cheres and what's called Kli Shetef, Bein Le'inyan Tuma and Tahara. The Psukim and Parashas Shmini say that Kli Cheres that becomes Tomei, right? Kol Asher B'Sofa Yitma V'Oso Sishboru. There is no Hachshara B'Mikva for Kli Cheres. Ayudei Tuma. Same idea, Kli Cheres, the Isser penetrates it entirely. The Rav said that the Pshat is Hazoi. Sometimes an Isser is just present, and sometimes the Isser changes the identity of the individual. By Cheres, the Pshat is that the Isser so penetrates that the Isser changes the identity of the individual. And Mimela, by Kli Cheres, it can't just go into a mikvah. The only way you're machshir it is when you get a new identity. It requires hachazara l'kibshonos. However, klei shetef, whatever iser you have is only a surface level iser. Whatever aveira you did is only surface level. So therefore you can rinse it off. Therefore you can do a haga'ala, and that is sufficient. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud talks about how Bruria, Dabisu de Reb Meir, the daughter of Reb Chanina ben Tradyain, the famous Bruria, said that there's a difference between Yitamu Chata'im velo Chot'im. Now, the traditional understanding of Memra de Bruria is that we want to eradicate the sin, not the sinner, which, by the way, is a pasuk in the New Testament. However, Rav Soloveitchik quoted that the Netziv, right? Most Rebbeim won't say that. But Rav Soloveitchik quoted that the Netziv understands the chata is a mishkal of a professional. Gazlan. That mishkal, that form of the pata followed by the kamat, a gazlan or a ganov is a professional, someone who does it all the time. A goynev is different than a ganov. A gonev is a one-time stealer. A ganov means, right, if they ask you, what do you do for a living? I'm a ganov, right? That's who you are. You're a ganov. So chata'im are professional sinners, says Rav Soloveitchik. A professional sinner, the only way to eradicate what they had, or yitamu chata'im velo chaitim. The statement of Bruria is that you get rid of the professional sinner, you don't get rid of the occasional sinner. That is Memra de Bruria. There is a difficulty in this entire sugya, or a super-duper chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah imposed on Judaism, as follows. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed tells us with favor that sakinim de pischa require hag'ala. A pesach de knife, all you need is hag'ala. The Rishonim ask Akash, I think we spoke about this briefly yesterday, how come you require hag'ala? And for this there are two mahalachim. The Bali Atesis assume, because pesach chametz is called heterabala, and therefore hag'ala always suffices. According to Rashi, the Chometz is Yisur Bala. So you have to say the reason why you require Hag'ala is one of two things. Either there's a difference between a small knife and a big knife, and a big knife for Pesach would Enoch Hanami require a Libon, like we spoke about the Shwara knife. Alternatively, you could say that we follow the Yisod of Rav Tashmisho. That Rav Tashmisho is enough. Okay. If that's the case, so there should be no reason at all to say, and this is Reb Kiva Eger's Ha'ara on a Shach, there should be no reason at all to treat Chometz both like Isura Bala and to say that you follow me or Tashmisho. Those two points are incompatible because you have to have one or the other. Either chametz is hetei rabbala, or chametz is isur rabbala, but we follow Rav Tashmisho. By the way, the idea of following Rav Tashmisho, so we pointed out that Rabbi Eliyav HaKohen in his book in the Meshav Dabar, is it, no, not Meshav Nefesh, his book in the Meshav Nefesh, he says that if Hechsher Kelim is damazoi a mitzvah, so you could say, but by mitzvahs we follow Rav. If the idea of Hechsher Kelim is to purge the Isser, so there's no real sibara why following Rav Tashmishai makes sense, no? That's already interesting. By the way, whether I follow Rav Tashmishai or Mir Tashmishai, and Tafnanafs, if Vav, there's a discussion about a Ka'ara. A Ka'ara is a bowl. But sometimes you use the soup bowl to take something out of the pot. No, if you don't have a ladle, you'll use your soup bowl to get something out. The Chaver says that you follow Rav Tashmishai. Rambo says that no, that the Ka'ara is treated like a Kli Rishon because we follow the Miyo Tashmishai, that's Tafnun Aleph Se'if Vav. According to the Mechaber, we never follow the Miyo Tashmishai, we're never Chayshish for the Miyo Tashmishai, that's what emerges from Se'if Vav. Ani lo mevin that in Tafnun Aleph Se'if Vav Vav, Tafnun Aleph Se'if, I don't remember, there's some se'if in Tafnun Aleph about the Tafnun Aleph se'if, some se'if about the tables, no? Se'if chav, Shulchanos v'tevos, Tafnun Aleph se'if chav, Shulchanos v'tevos, so the minig is that you do iri on them, Shalafa'amim nishbach marak min ha'kederes v'taychan. You have to kasher your table for Pesach, right? So why would you have to kasher your table? So the reason to kasher your table is that sometimes soup from the bowl will spill on the table, and therefore, al yidei irui, it's going to become a problem. Lefa'amim, it happens sometimes. Why do I care if it happens sometimes? According to the Mechaber, I follow Rav Tashmishai. So that's my stira in the Mechaber. I don't understand. Next issue. Forgot what I was going to say. Second, let me just see if I wrote down my point I'm saying. Don't remember. Okay, Kevin, we should have a good day. Mm-hmm.